Tim, the first question of Meet the Press is aimed at you. Richmond know who the player is at the forefront of this scandal.
Yes, a lot
of
people
do. Should they suspend the player now?
Yeah, I think they should. I think they should. I think they should be proactive. They know who it is. A lot of people out there know who it is. A lot of people in the media do. They haven't named the player yet. I think that they should make a preemptive strike.
No, you can't.
I think they should.
What, give him, suspend him for 6 weeks while he's on holidays?
No, you don't suspend him for his holiday. You suspend him for next season, and they come up with a determination based on what they know as a penalty for him, and then the law will look after itself as well, and there might be a greater penalty imposed by the law. But I think that they should.
Don't you need to find out the details?
They know the details. The details are there.
The club knows.
The club
knows. What do you mean? They know how the photo got...
Yep.
It doesn't.
Yep. Yeah, they know everything.
Okay. Yeah. Right. So once they know that, once they've conducted their own investigation, then I think that they make a penalty or they make some sort of a stand and they preempt whatever happens through the courts, if that gets to the courts.
So you're telling me that the player, the said player, is guilty?
The club knows the player involved and how the message was spread around.
Right, so are you saying, and I'm now asking you, on Meet the Press, are you saying that this player should be suspended?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's new information for me. So in other words, you're saying that the player took the photo and then sent it on to...
Well, they're all allegations, and they're all obviously under a police investigation. But from what the club know, I think they should suspend the player.
It's not hard to determine, is it?
Yeah.
Well, the only thing would be is if someone got a hold of his phone. That was the question I was asking.
Yeah, exactly. But that's not hard to determine either. You go to the player and you say, okay, how did this happen? How did it leave your phone and get to somewhere else?
Yep.
And hopefully he answers that honestly.
Can I ask you then, as the press,
yes,
if the club is well aware of how this has gone public, how are they supporting the girl in this situation, if at all?
I'm not... that's a question I don't know the answer to, as far as the support between the club and the woman involved. I know that the AFL has been in contact with the woman involved in their integrity unit. We'll move on. And before we get to footy, and I want to throw some names at you quickly, some quick hand style and Meet the Press. Dal, Gaz,
yes,
quickly on Ange Postecoglou. Is he being selfish by quitting after the Honduras game?
Selfish? I'm not sure selfish is the word.
But you're saying that he's pursuing other club opportunities?
Oh, how would I know? Oh, money.
Sorry, that's the general talk around.
Yesterday from the people that the ex-soccer experts. Well, his obligation, as I'm told, or as I understand it, was to ensure that Australia qualified for the World Cup in 2018. Is that right?
Yes.
So if he does that, if he fulfills his commitment over the next month, then no, I wouldn't say he's been selfish.
Okay.
You can almost amount a case for him being selfless.
Oh, okay. Well, fair enough. Tim, before we get to Dow, to footy, why does Adelaide have a much worse record of players leaving their club than Port Adelaide?
I don't know the answer to that question. I mean, it's a good question, and other people have speculated about why that might be. I heard Mark Williams talking about the fact that Port Adelaide has this great history that they've already created around themselves, and therefore the player sort of dissolves into that, which hasn't been the same play. It hasn't been the same place, Adelaide Crows. So I don't know that, but I'm sure that they're spending a lot of time trying to work that out themselves.
All right, Dow, trade value, where they're going, where you think they should go. Ryan Griffin.
If he leaves at all, I like Melbourne, Gaz.
Yep, okay. And I'm saying no to Melbourne.
You had some time to think about it.
I finally got the answer.
You don't want him to Melbourne?
No, I don't want Ryan Griffin.
Why?
Well, we got Bernie. We got Jordan Lewis. I'm not sure we need another 32-year-old.
Okay. Daniel Menzel. Del?
Daniel Menzel. I like him at Freo, Sydney, Carlton or Collingwood.
Okay. Josh Shackey.
Josh Shackey, Bulldogs.
Adam Tomlinson.
Ooh. Adam, I actually wrote that one down. I like him at the Pies.
Hey, just on Adam Tomlinson. Just on 1 second, okay? Yep. Adam Tomlinson, we know from GWS, they have said absolutely under no circumstances.
Told us.
Exactly. But
hey, Cameron.
Then why is he meeting with clubs?
For some reason, his name is still circulating.
Well, Tim, sorry, Dale, to cut you off. I just got off the phone as I walked in the door with Greater Western Sydney. They have reconfirmed once again that Adam Tomlinson will be playing Round 1 2018 with GWS, and under no circumstances will he be traded.
They've been emphatic.
Have they changed their stance 2 weeks ago?
They haven't changed. I think there are elements going on in the background, whether that's involving his manager and other clubs and them thinking from him that he's available, I'm not sure.